In South Africa, the search is on for a missing zoo penguin. Last week, Buddy, an endangered male African black-footed penguin, was taken by two men, both students, who have since come forward through an attorney saying that they meant no harm. They broke in, snatched Buddy from Bay World, that's a marine park in Port Elizabeth, popped him into the trunk of a car, and then drove him to a nearby beach and left him. Joining us now is Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first, just tell us a little bit about this penguin.
This story's so sad. The break-in was a week ago, Wednesday. The staff realized that Buddy was missing the next morning, and security footage revealed what had happened. So Buddy has a microchip in his flipper, but it's for identification, not tracking. And at this point, there's still no sign of him. So here's this small, flightless bird who was born in captivity and has never had to fend for himself. But you know what? There's some hope. Buddy's a little pudgy, and he can live off fat stores for maybe two more weeks. But these little penguins weigh 5 to 7 pounds to begin with, so it's hard to imagine him doing well. His wild cousins dive for fish and squid in the open sea, which he's never done.
And the people that took him said that they were doing so to make a point about captivity, but they may have killed an endangered animal in, by doing so.
Right. I'm skeptical of the motivation, allegedly being peddled by the lawyer, by the way. But this looks more like a drunken prank than a protest. But no matter what, these guys may have killed an endangered animal, as you say. Releasing animals into the wild is so complicated, even when the experts try. So one survey that counted up serious reintroduction efforts over something like a 90-year period found out that 145 out of 145, only 16 had been successful. And the factors are nearly endless. I mean, how will this animal feed himself? Do predators know how to hunt? Do prey animals know how to hide? Is there suitable habitat? Is this a social species? If so, will that individual be accepted? Will he catch a disease, spread a disease? What's instinctive for an animal? I mean, captive cheetah from the United States was brought to Namibia in 1977, for example, to see if hunting skills are hardwired in that species. That cat indicated that they're not. And great apes learn throughout their lifetimes, and we've seen terrible loss of life when people have released adult captive chimps or gorillas into the wild. And one case involved a famous chimp who went from fixing gin and tonics in the U.S. to being killed, probably by poachers in Africa.
But it does bring up this question about keeping animals in zoos or aquariums, which a lot of people have a problem with.
There's definitely a growing discussion of how we treat animals. It's animal welfare groups, people in general differ. It's a polarizing topic. But according to the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, more Americans go to zoos every year than to all professional football, baseball, hockey, and basketball games combined.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is 181 people a year.
181 million people a year.
And whether or not people go to the zoo for this aspect, many zoos do some tremendous work for conservation. But I hope this story, everyone agrees, means we can't just dump animals into the wild.
Don't just go take animals out of the zoo and put them out on their own. There's the lesson. Vicky Croak, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.